causing light to shine from darkness.
This is the Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ennis Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Praise the Lord. This is a Light Encounters radio series brought to you by the Torchlighters Church. My name is Pastor Ennis Osiri, the lead pastor of the Torchlighters Church, Enugu. The address is at number 4 Upper Presidential Road, Independence Layout, just beside Fontana Police Station. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We return all praise and glory to you for who you are. Thank you for your word coming to us today. We ask that the Holy Spirit will breathe upon your word and let it cause a change in our lives. We thank you for hearing. Thank you. In Jesus' precious mighty name, amen. Today, I'll be looking at what I titled Jesus, the Light of the World. Don't forget that this is the Light Encounters radio series brought to you by the Torchlighters Church, Enugu. I'll be looking at John chapter 8 and verse 12 today. John chapter 8 and verse 12 today. The Bible says, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of God. I am the light of the world." Wow, what a claim here. Jesus made an absolute claim that he is the light of the world. This is exciting. I am the light of the world. I'd like you to understand that Jesus is the light of the world. And if Jesus said so, it is true. You can't doubt it. You can't thwart it. You can do nothing about it. I am the light of the world. Number one, we see here Jesus saying that he is the light of the world. He brought light to the world. He brought light to the world. The Bible says in the beginning there was nothing. Everywhere was dark, chaos everywhere. The world was formless, no shape, no beauty, no comeliness, until Jesus spoke and there was light. I am the light of the world. What a claim. What a hope to know that Jesus is the light of the world. The light we are talking about here, as it were, is not the physical light, the one that comes from the EEDC. We are talking about the spiritual light that Jesus Christ brings. I am the light of the world. What a hope, what a thing of joy to know that there is a light somewhere that can permeate into your dark situations and cause a total change and a total transformation. I said earlier, the emphasis here is on the spiritual light that he brings. I'd like us to see what the Bible says in the book of John chapter 1, and I'd like to read verse 3. John chapter 1 verse 3. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Everything that you are seeing in this life was made by him. Chaos everywhere, darkness everywhere, hopelessness everywhere. And God spoke through his son and said, I am the light of the world. Let there be light. And there was light. And so the genesis of all these is from the spoken word that God himself made in the book of Genesis, as we were told. He declared light, and light appeared and illuminated the entire world that we are seeing. I am the light of the world. This is exciting to understand that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. It gives me hope. It gives me assurance. It raises me up from the mire clay. It puts me on the light of hope that it doesn't matter what I am going through. Someone is a carrier of the light, and his name is called Jesus. And if I can make contact with him, he will illuminate my life. I am the light of the world. The spiritual emphasis is what we are talking about here, and that we see in John chapter 1 and verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. That is to say, once you are able to make contact with the life that is found in Jesus, that life is translated into light in your life. And no wonder the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5:14, it says that ye are the light of the world. You can only be the light of the world when you have made contact with the life that is found in his son Jesus Christ. I am the light of the world, and in him was life, and the life was the light of man. The only way to radiate in this life is to make contact with the life that is found in the Son. And once that life enters you, it turns the light on. It's like switching on a light. And that also goes to say that before that switch is turned on, everything about our humanity is better than darkness. Darkness swallows up everything. Men live in darkness. Men live in obscurity. Men live in sin. But when we make contact with the life that is found in the Son, it changes us. It brings out the light of God that is bedded in us. Don't forget, we are made in the image of God. The Bible said that we are made in the image and in the likeness of God. And so the attributes of God, the components of God, the properties of God are found in us because we were made in the image of God. But this image of God was corrupted when man disobeyed God, when man sinned against God, when man left the territory of God and man wanted to rule himself. And so man deviated from the ways and the words of God, and then man sank into darkness, man sank into obscurity, and this also came and then blotted the light that is found in man, originally put there by God, and God wouldn't want that to remain, and so he sent the Son Jesus, who came. And then the Bible says, if therefore we believe in him, all things are possible. He can turn your life around. He can switch on the light of God that is in your life. He can bring out the best that is in you. He can make a failure a success. He can make sickness health. He can turn things around in your life. And that is only if we can come in contact with the life of the Son, Jesus Christ. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. Are you looking for light? It is only found in the life of Jesus. Are you looking for light? It is only found in the life of his son, Jesus Christ. And so today, I want to welcome you into an all-time tested property of God that is called the light of God. When this light comes into you, it changes you. When this light comes into you, it brings out the nature of God in you. When this life comes into you, it brings out that original property of God in you. When this light comes into you, it opens your light into the spiritual realities of God. You don't need to cry again if you can come in contact with the life that is found in the Son of God, and his name is called Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 14 that we are the light of the world. We can become the light of the world only when we have made contact with the life of God, the life that is found in the Son of God that is called Jesus Christ. And when that life enters you, it turns on the light of God that is in your system. It turns on the likeness of God. It turns on the nature of God. It turns on the property of God. It turns on the essence of God. It turns on the realities of God, and you become the light of the world. I'm sure that you want to be become the light of the world. I'm sure that you want to know that something good can come out of your life. I'm sure you want to know that your situation can become a thing of the past. I'm sure you want to know that something good can come out of your life, and that can only happen if you can come and make contact with the life that is found in the Son Jesus Christ. Today can be a good day for you. Today can bring a hope for you. Today can turn things around in your life. Today can usher in a new realm in your life. Today can make you begin to have hope in life. You think you're hopeless, you're not hopeless. You think there's no hope for you, it's not so. God can make all things new in your life if you can just embrace the life that is found in the Son of God, and his name is called Jesus Christ. What a thing of joy. What a thing of hope. What a thing of excitement to know that something good can come out of your life, and that can only happen if you can embrace the life that is found in the Son of God called Jesus Christ. One more time, the Bible says in verse 4, in him was a life, and the life was the light of man. And what, funny enough, when this light comes into your life, the men around you will benefit from it. The people around you will become partakers of this light. The light is not just coming into your life for you alone. It's coming that you might become, that you might be an illuminator to the world around you, that you might bring hope to the people around you. And that's why the Bible says that in him was life, and that life was the light of man. When that life comes into you, it brings hope to you. It brings hope to the people around you. It brings hope to everything around you. I want to trust God that today you're making up your mind to come in contact with the life that is found in the Son of God. And as you do that, may the Lord bless you richly and abundantly. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be asking you to have this life ushered into your life. Wherever you are, just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior. I ask that your life might enter into me, and I ask, O Lord, that you might switch on the light of God that is found in me. Thank you for doing that. We'll give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you for listening to me. I trust God that same time next week, you are also going to tune in. And don't forget, this is the Light Encounter Series, Christian broadcast from the Torchlighters Church, Enugu. The address, one more time, is 4 Park Presidential Road, just adjacent Fontana Fleet Station, close to Agribank, or opposite UBA Bank, close to Wayeg. Make our time and come. Our midweek programs is every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. And then our Sunday worship is 7:30 a.m. I trust God that you will never regret tuning in again. You will never regret coming and being a partaker of what God is doing in that place. God bless you. In Jesus' precious mighty name, amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Torchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Torchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetorchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing here before you, God.
Standing here before you.